95 KRCD Talk Station. Happy Friday Eve. Always made happier because we get to talk with iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff. Jay, welcome back to the program, my friend. It's always good having you on the show.
Well, pleasant good morning to you.
Always drive by your billboard on 71.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got students all over the world, and it's the idea is it'd be a lot better for us if we could get increase the number of local students so that I could do some local in-person training, which I would certainly love to do.
Oh, yeah.
And because the classes are always filled. It's just a matter of where they're going to come from. And as opposed to having someone in Europe, Asia, New Zealand, wherever, where some of my students are, I'd prefer to have them right around here.
Oh, I guess. And he, of course, is a trader, and a trader extraordinaire. He's got his own, you know, methodology, and he does teach others his strategy for winning in the stock market. I get a kick out of it every time I drive by. I go, hey, it's Jay. How you doing, Jay? By any chance, you know, we don't talk politics much, and I don't want to put you on the spot. I was kind of curious if you watched debate. Did you watch the debate last night?
Not the first word. And the reason for that, it's not because I don't care, but you take the talking points from last night and compare them to the presidential talking points from 20 years ago, and they're talking about the same problems.
Oh, that's a good point.
These idiots they can't solve any problem at all. And I don't care which side of the aisle it is. I am big-time conservative. You understand that.
Oh, yes.
But, Brian, to be talking about the same issues and being involved in government for any length of time that many of these individuals have, I don't know how with a straight face, well, I do because they're politicians, but how you could bring up some of these problems that we have and issues that need to be fixed. Well, guess what? You've been there for 10 years. Why hasn't your butt been responsible for fixing it? It's like the Social Security issue, which we know there's a ticking clock to, because we're going to reach that tipping point in the next 10, 12 years, whatever, where we've got more people taking than giving, and something's got to happen. Are you going to charge more for those that are working? Or are you going to give less to those that are receiving? And they had a combined group of individuals, politicians that were going to get together, but you know, they decided it's best to wait until after the election to really sit down and dive into this because, you know, addressing it might be politically, you know, damaging if they go after this. It's just, it's ridiculous. And,
that's an astute
I had 9,000 different things to do.
Sure, that's an astute observation on Social Security because honestly, and I couldn't stay up to watch it. I remind people all the time, I got to go to bed early because I get up at 2:30. So I got to listen to what other people's perceptions were. And obviously all of the recaps, and there's more recaps than you can shake a stick at because everybody has an opinion on it. I didn't see the words Social Security in anything. I don't know if it was even brought up.
No, because then they'd have to be asked, well, what are you doing about it? Obviously, you know, it's happening. And, you know, Brian, it's one of these political issues that we know it's coming. And it's the same issue I have with butterflies in the pit of my stomach for a lot of these underfunded pensions. And you're talking about all of these financial issues that are out there that are, I mean, to me, ticking time bombs. And the idea that none of this stuff is being addressed with any sincerity is troubling. And, you know, that's one of the reasons. I don't care if people flip stocks for their second revenue stream or not. If you flip items at garage sales or you build stuff that you sell at the flea market, whatever secondary revenue stream you can get, I encourage people to do, because you simply don't know what's going to happen. And far too many people are counting on Social Security to take care of part of their retirement in years to come. And it's in the hands of these people that could care less. And the idea that I have one life to live and I'm going to give my financial future or a part of it to these imbeciles who can't solve the most, you know, easiest of issues, I'm simply not willing to accept. I'm going to do what I can to position myself so that I've got a fighting chance at retirement to enjoy myself. Versus being forced to work. Anytime I go into a Walmart, Brian, I see somebody that's 88 years old as a greeter. I'm thinking, are they here because they want to be or because they have to be?
Legitimate question.
And it just breaks my heart. Now, if they're there because they want to be, that's great. But if it's there because they have to be, I hate it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you sound a lot like me in those conclusory thoughts there, Jay Ratliff.
That doesn't surprise me, that's for sure.
Hang on, Jay. We'll dive into aviation issues. I always appreciate your willingness to go down a little cul-de-sac on my behalf and on behalf of my listeners. So pause for a minute. We'll bring him back and talk aviation. Jay Ratliff. Accent, this is a great company. I just am so impressed by the work that they do. And the family tradition, the Napolitano family have been doing these beautiful handcrafted works of stone glass.